Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, as we gather together, we all learn your statute, your decree together. And I pray, O Lord, that you teach each and every one of us, especially the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, will help us to recall what we memorize, and the Spirit of truth will guide us and lead us into all truth so that we can see the wonderful things that you have in store for us. And I pray that you, as we learn your word, I pray that you open our eyes. I pray that you open our ear. And I pray that you also open our heart as we learn your word together. I pray that you help us to hide your word within our heart so that we won't sin against you. And I pray that you help us to learn as we learn more and more your word, and I pray that you help us to put what we learn into practice so that we can experience your blessing more and more. And for we have already received grace and truth from you, and I pray that you pour out your heavenly blessing onto each and every one of us, especially when we walk in this world, and separate us from the rest of the world, and use us to be a noble instrument. And I pray that you guide us tonight. I give you thanks for all the children that they have the heart and desire to learn your word. And we may not see the benefit of it right now, but we eventually, as we grow up, as we work in the society, and I pray that you set us apart and use us. And bless each and every one of us. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. So today we learn verse 25 and all the way to 32. I found out today's Bible verses is very, very useful when you feel that you are lay low, you are depressed. You are depressed spiritually, physically, emotionally, and even financially. Especially when you feel that you are in deep trouble, and you can use what you learned today and ask the Lord to rescue you and deliver you. In verse 25, the psalmist is saying to the Lord, I am lay low in the dust. He feels that he is lay low in the dust, either physically or spiritually or emotionally or financially. When you feel that you are lay low in the dust, the first thing you got to do and ask the Lord, preserve my life according to your word. So what does it mean by preserve my life according to your word? The Bible tells us that when we are in deep trouble, could you write it down? Preserve my life according to your word. You write it down Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence. When you feel that you are lay low in the dust, you have to approach the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment. It's the throne of grace. You approach him with confidence, knowing that when you approach him with confidence, you will find grace and you will receive mercy from him. Because our God is sitting on the throne of grace and waiting for his children to turn back to him when you feel that you are lay low in the dust. So look at me. What will you do when you are lay low in the dust? What should you pray? You ask the Lord, preserve my life according to your word. Okay? Rescue me. Deliver me, save me, and preserve me. Okay? Once you sense that, you lay low in the dust. In verse 26, what would you do? Other than in verse 25, you pray to God and ask God to preserve your life according to the word of the Lord. You also recount your way. Verse 26, I recounted my way and you answer me. At what time the Lord will answer you to preserve your life according to His word? You have to recount your way. I recounted my ways and you answer me. Under what condition, when you pray to God, preserve my life according to your word? When you feel that you are lay low in the dust, you ask the Lord to preserve your life. Only one condition He will answer you and preserve your life is when you recounted your way. Can anyone tell me what does it mean? Did anyone remember verse 13, Psalm 119? Verse 12, praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decree. Verse 13, with my lips I recount, with my lips I recount all the law that come from your mouth. Right? What's the difference with verse 13 and verse 26? Can anyone tell me? Daniel, could you read that, verse 13?
Verse 13, with my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth.
Okay.
And verse 26, I recount in my ways.
So what's the difference between these two?
13 is you recount God's laws.
Recount God's way then, right? And then in verse 26?
Recount our way.
So, what does it mean?
I think it means we think of all the things we've done compared
okay.
to the things that God wants us to do.
Okay.
And everything that doesn't match up, we should turn away from that.
Good. Okay, you got it. You write that down. We counted right beside we counted. You write down Proverbs chapter 29. I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 23, verse, chapter 28, verse 13. He who conceals his sins will not be prosperous. Whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy. In other words, when you recounted all the law that come from the mouth of the Lord, and you recounted your own way, when you recounted God's way, and recounted your way, you found out God's way is higher than your way, and you find out that God's thought is higher than your thought, that is why you are lay low in the dust. Because you do not follow God's way. You do not follow God's thought. That's why you're lay low. You got to know why you're lay low in the dust. You got to know why. You say, oh, I'm just being unlucky. Oh, man, if you feel that you're unlucky, you'll be lay low for a long, long time. You will not get out of this mess. So what should you do, Hannah, when you feel that you're lay low in the dust? When you're in the pit? When you are depressed, when you are financially bankrupt, when you are spiritually, you are in deficiency, what should you do?
Pray that God preserves your life according to His word.
That means I don't want to die, right?
Yeah.
And then what should you do?
Confess your sins.
You reflect what you have done. Why you get into what what you get into now, right? You recounted your way. You recounted your way, compare your way with God's way. Compare with verse 13. When you found out that your way is so far from God's way, you stray from His command, you stray from His law, you walk away from it already, so far apart already, then what should you do? You do not conceal it. You confess it. And you renounce it. Say, Lord, you preserve my life. I won't do it again. When I leave, I will obey your word. You know what? When you pray like that, the Lord will deliver you. I want to stop here. Now, let's say you have a friend. A very, very good friend. He sins against you. And then he recanted his way and he asked you for forgiveness 7 times within the same day. Will you, Hannah, forgive him? 70 times. Well, about 70 times. 70 times, 7 times. Okay, that's God's way. Now, remember that. Okay, we forgive because our Heavenly Father has forgiven us. You understand? You find out it's very hard to forgive others. Then you understand. It's very hard for God to forgive us. And yet, the moment I recounted my ways, He answered me. He answered me by preserving my life when I feel low in the dust. When I'm lay low in the dust. You understand? Isn't that good news? So can anyone tell me, Christopher, when you feel depressed, how can you get out of it? Okay. And how do you know that He will answer you by preserving your life? Daniel, you know the answer? What's the answer?
By praying according to His word.
By what?
By praying according to His word.
No, I don't hear you.
By praying according to His word.
By praying according to His word. But did I say it by praying according to His word? Moses, how do you get out of that mess? How do you know? How do you know He can answer you? You say, Lord, I'm lay low in the dust. I'm really depressed. I'm in a messy now situation now. Preserve my life according to your word. And how do I know that He's going to preserve my life according to His word? That's verse 25, right? Where's the answer? In 26? What did I say in 26?
I recounted my ways and you answered me.
What does it mean by I recounted my way, you answered me?
So I recounted my ways like you elevated yourself and confessed your sins.
I recounted my way. I confess my way is a wrong way. I confess my way is a deceitful way. I confess that my way is not the way of truth. I walk into the wrong way. I'm now in deep trouble. I don't want to walk in it anymore. The second thing, the first thing you do is you recount your way and He will answer you. Once He answers you, you better tell Him, teach me your decree. Teach me your word. Teach me your way of truth. I don't want to get into this mess anymore because it is very, very painful. Did any one of you remember the 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17? all scripture is God-breathed. It's good for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do good work. When we walk in the wrong way, the Lord will teach us. We don't accept His teaching, then He's going to rebuke us. If we refuse His rebuke, He's going to correct us. When He corrects you, you're going to feel that you are lay low in the dust. Verse 25. The reason why I'm lay low in the dust is because of God's correction. Because of God's discipline. There's no exception. He didn't care whether you are a pastor, you're an elder, you're a deacon. He didn't care how old you are or how young you are. When you walk away from His law, when you stray from His command, when you neglect His word, when He forsakes you, and that's how you feel that you're lay low in the dust. When you lay low in the dust, you cry out to Him, preserve my life according to your word. And I recounted my way, and I know that I'm wrong. I've done something wrong against you. I sinned against you. I know it's not right. I ask you to forgive me. I renounce it. I bless Him. I won't do it again. And then He answered you. He's going to preserve your life. Once He preserved your life, you ask the Lord to start from the beginning, to teach you your decree, to teach you His decree. You understand? Teach me your decree. One more time to teach me, using your scripture to teach me. I don't want to get into this mess anymore. Any problem? Moses, do you get it now? Okay, tell me, when you are in a mess, what are you going to do? When you feel that you are lay low in the dust?
Confess your sins and recount your ways so that you don't get corrected further.
Under what condition you won't be corrected further? Yeah, ask the Lord, teach me your decree, right?
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, do you get why I'm saying? Because this is very important. We all will face this kind of situation in our spiritual life. Joanne, what would you do when you feel that you are... Now, I tell you one thing. Verse 25 to 32 will mean nothing to you if you have never experienced God's discipline. It means nothing to you. But when you experience God's discipline, I tell you, verse 25 all the way to 30, 32 will be so beautiful and wonderful. It helps you to get out of the mess. You understand? It is very, very powerful. The first step is pray to God, preserve my life according to your word. According to God's word, whenever you are in a messy situation, you never run away from God for your problem. You always approach God with confidence. How do I know when I'm in a mess already? And when I approach Him, how do I know that He will accept me? I can guarantee you He will accept you. Because He did not want you to go to hell. Donald, when you're in a messy situation, are you running away from God or are you going to approach God? That's the right way. Because God wants us to do that. How do I know He wants us to do that? Could you do me a favor? Read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. I want all of you to remember that, okay? A lot of people thinking that, wow, now the mess that I'm in now, I don't think the Lord will forgive me. No, the Lord will always forgive you when you approach Him with confidence. Okay? Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16.
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
What is the time of need? When you feel low, when you're deep down, when you're depressed, you're in the pit. You understand? When you are in the pit, you never run away from God. If you run away from God, you struggle, you will be in the deeper pit. Then you'll be dead. You understand? Don't run away from God. Run, trust God. And that's why, in verse 32, what did the psalmist say? I run in the path of your command, for you have set my heart free. When the Lord answer you and deliver you, set your heart free, what's the first step you do? You run in the path of His command. You approach God with confidence. You understand? Whether you're in good time or you're in bad time, when you approach God with confidence, it's always good for you. How do I know? Psalm 73, 28. It is good for me to be near God. It is good for me to approach God with confidence, to approach His throne of grace, so that I can find grace and receive mercy in our times of need. Daniel, could you read that 73:28?
But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds.
Is it good to be near God in good time and in bad time? Never run away from God. In verse 25, when you feel that you are lay low in the dust, when you feel that you are lay low in the dust, you approach God with confidence. Ask God to preserve your life according to His word. What is His word? His word said, it is good for me to be near God. His word said, you have to approach God, approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that He will deliver you, knowing that He will forgive you, knowing that He will cleanse all your unrighteousness, right? So in good time and in bad time, you never run away from God. You approach God. Emily, do you have any problem? Do you have any question?
Not yet.
Not yet? Now, then I have a question for you. When you feel you are depressed, what would you do? Go and see a medical doctor? Ask for a medication? How do you approach God? So what do you say to God?
Well, depending on what you did.
Depending on what you did. Okay. Okay, I want to hear from you then. Okay. Okay.
If it's something bad, then ask Him to deliver you. And if it's something good, I guess you can just thank Him or praise Him for the blessings.
Okay. Write that down. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. When you're in a bad time, in times of need. Okay. When you're in good time, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Could someone read that to me? When you're in good time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now you bless me already. Oh, I'm going to be a prodigal son and running away from God and until I'm going to exhaust all the blessing that you have given it to me. No. When you feel that the Lord has already blessed you, you approach God for more blessing, so that you can receive grace upon grace. Can someone read that to me? Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Moses?
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
So, once you receive the blessing from him, that means you're in good time, right? Are you going to be running away from God? Or are you going to approach God for more blessing? From the fullness of his grace, we have received blessing one after another, right? Is that the word of the Lord? That's why you ask the Lord to bless you according to the word of the Lord. That's why you ask the Lord to preserve your life according to your word. You understand? So what did I say, Jonathan? In good time. Once you sense that, in verse 32, Psalm 119, verse 32, and the psalmist say, I run in the path of your command, for you have set my heart free, for you have blessed me already. Because you bless me, I'm going to run into your path. I'm going to approach your throne of grace for even more blessing. Is that the right way to do? When you're in bad time, which Bible verse do you use?
Verse 25 and 26.
And what else? In Hebrew?
Verse 4:16.
4:16. In your time of need. And then, in good time, is the Gospel of John 1:16. In bad time is Hebrew chapter 4 verse 16. So that's why the psalmist say in Psalm 73 verse 28, in good time or in bad time, it is good for me to be near God, right? Does it make sense, Hannah? Donald, do you know what I'm trying to say? In good time and in bad time. When you're in good time, they say, that's enough. I don't want any more. I don't want any more blessing. I want to run away. To be a prodigal son? Is that the way to go? Or you should follow what the Lord say?
Follow what God says.
To get more blessing. Right? Any question? Verse 25. I'm lay low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I recounted my way, and you answer me. Once the Lord answer you and set your heart free and bless you with blessing left, right, and center, and surround you with blessing and welcome you with blessing, you ask the Lord, teach me your decree. Teach me your word. Because from this day on, I want to learn more about your word. Because according to your word, you saved me already. So you ask the Lord to teach you his word. Once you ask the Lord to teach you his word, the second prayer you're going to pray, let me understand the teaching of your precept. Even though the Lord teach you, you may not understand what he taught. You understand? You ask him to give you blessing, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Okay? Let me understand the teaching of your precept. Once you understand his word, then you will meditate his wonder. All the wonderful things that he's going to give it to you. You understand? The reason why, do you remember that from you memorize now from 1 to 24, right? Today is 25 to 32. 27, the verse 27, say, let me understand the teaching of your precept, then I will meditate your wonder. Do you remember from 1 to 24, the psalmist say, I will meditate your precept. I will meditate your decree, right? Now, I will meditate your wonders. The more you meditate about the word of the Lord, the more the Lord will open your eyes. You can see wonderful things in the Lord. When you see that wonderful things, you will not turn back. You will chase after God. You will pursue after Him all the days of your life. The reason why we stray from His command, because we have never seen the wonderful things in the Lord. We thought we going our way is the good way. Your way is not a good way. That's why we stray away from the word of the Lord. You understand? Because we stray away from the word of the Lord, that's why we feel lay low. We lay low in the dust. You understand? Once you realize that you are in this mess, you pray to God, keep me from my deceitful way. Because my deceitful way is no good. And then the psalmist say, be gracious to me through your law. I don't quite like this translation. I like the Chinese translation and I like the NASB translation. Would you please do me a favor, change that in your Bible. Write down, and graciously grant me, give me your law. Instead of be gracious to me through your law. And this translation, NASB translation, is even better. Let me understand the teaching of your precept. Then I will meditate your wonder. Keep me from deceitful way. And graciously give me or grant me your law. You ask the Lord to give you His word. You not only ask Him to help you to understand His word, you ask Him to give me your word. Because your word are my delight. Your word are my counselor. I want your word. Graciously give me your word. You understand? You got that? Because I don't have His word. I only have my way. Because I follow my way, that's why I get into this mess. I'm lay low in the dust because I walk in the deceitful way. I walk in the way, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. I walk in the way of this world. I walk in the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. I follow the evil spirit who is at work in those who are disobedient. Because I disobey God. I walk in my own way. I don't walk in God's way. That's why I get into problem. That's why I pray to God, keep me from deceitful way. You understand? Look at me. You have to confess, my way is deceitful way. God's way is the way of truth. And that's why then you pray, I have chosen the way of truth. I have chosen your way. Your ways are higher than my way. Your way are better than my way. That's why the psalmist say in verse 30, I have chosen your way. I have set my heart in your law, in your word, in your precept, in your command. I like it. You understand? He realized when he recounted his way and the Lord answered him, he realized his way get him into a mess. I want to turn around. I want God's way. That's why God, be gracious to me Give me your law. Give me your word. Because your word, your statute are my delight. They are my counselor. I don't want to follow my own way now. I have chosen your way, the way of truth. I have forsaken my deceitful way. Keep me from deceitful way and graciously grant me your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart in your law. With this kind of commitment, you think the Lord will not bless you? Will not set your heart free? You understand what I mean? Then you continue to go further. Say, Lord, I hold fast to your statute. I like your word. I will not let go now. Because it's so precious to me. I hold fast to your statute. Right? Once you realize that the mess you are getting into, you suffer so much. So that's what I'm saying. As a Christian, if you have never experienced the discipline of God, you do not know how precious this Bible verse is. From verse 25 to 32, I found out it is very, very precious. Once you get into this kind of mess, you follow this word and you pray to God with the sincerity of your heart, with integrity. I can guarantee you, the God that I believe is a faithful God, and He will preserve your life according to His word. He will rescue you when you hold fast to His statute. He will never let you be put to shame. And that's why you say to God, now, Lord, I hold fast to your statute. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not allow me to be laid low in the dust anymore. You understand? Isn't it powerful, this kind of prayer? Are you smiling? Joanne, did you see that? Or are you dreaming? Are you still in Hawaii or what? You haven't experienced yet,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, so I don't, just chill.
Okay, look at me. Psalm 119, verse 25 to 32 is a good medication, especially when you are in deep trouble. And finally, you make the commitment before the Lord, I run in the path of your command. Now that I realize your word is so precious, your word is so faithful, I run in the path of your command. Why? For you have set my heart free. For you raised me up with Christ Jesus, and you seated me with Him, with God, in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. I'm going to follow you all the days of my life until I see you face to face. Daniel the Senior, do you learn anything today?
Yeah.
What have you learned? Could you tell me? Low in the dust, yeah. Oh, man.
We need to ask God to save our life. And God is so gracious that He will save us every time. And that we need to be close to Him in good times and bad times.
Good.
That's what I learned.
So it's better to approach God with confidence, according to verse 25 to 32, then go and see a psychologist right? Or medical doctor for prescription. That kind of prescription from the word of the Lord is far better than any advice. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselor. I pray that you won't be in a mess. But in case you are in a mess, I pray that you don't turn away from God. You go back to verse 25 to 32. Okay? And you'll be blessed again. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for what you have given us. Indeed, graciously, you granted your law to each and every one of us. We give you thanks for who you are. And I pray that you help us, especially when our soul is weary with sorrow, strengthen us according to your word. When we are laid low in the dust, when our soul is weary with sorrow, because we walk away from you, because we follow the deceitful way instead of following the godly way, and I pray that you help us to turn around, to make the right decision, to choose the way of truth instead of the deceitful way, and help us to set our heart on your law instead of set our heart on the worldly things. And now we receive your blessing. You help us to hold fast to your statute, O Lord, and do not let your servant be put to shame. And when we get your blessing, we will continue to get the blessing because we run in the path of your command, for you have set our heart free. We give you thanks for who you are. Once we are in a messy situation, and you have never forsaken us, and you will continue to bless us, to teach us, and to give us understanding, and so that we can meditate on your word, on your precept, on your wonder. We give you thanks for that. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.